Devidix picks up the pieces and suddenly now Pools might be able to counter-attack. It's Alessandra carrying it down the left-hand side. Amanda in the middle. Thomas trying to get there as well. Alessandra's got through a couple of challenges. Into the box, tries the shot. It hits the post and it's pushed in and the flag stays down. And it's that man, Porrig Amond, who does return to haunt the Grimsby Town fans. 37 goals in a black and white shirt last season. And now he's just got his third in Pools colours against his former club. So many times last season in the right place at the right time, and when Lewis Alessandra's shot hit the base of the left-hand post, he couldn't miss, Nicky.
No, like you said, right place, right time. Good bit of play from Nicky Devidix, brought the play up and put Louis Alessandra in down the left side, and a good bit of work from him. Come inside on his right foot, nice strike, and then Podgy's there to tap in.
Right, he says, a scary thought. If Pools win today and results go our way, we could go to 13th. 13th win the next one and we could be in the playoffs. I know it's only early on, but it just shows how quickly the table can turn. Amond is in again and he scored again. Oh, it's unbelievable. The ball into the box. Who was it from?
Louis
Alessandro whipped the ball into the box. Porrig Amond was afforded the freedom of the Grimsby Town penalty area and he got the slightest of touches to deflect it beyond James McKeown. It bounced in off the underside of the crossbar and Porrig Amond has doubled his tally for Pools. He just can't help but score at Blundell Park. He just ghosted in. He had so much space, Nicky.
Yeah, it's a deep cross as well. I don't know where it's come from. I think he's got in between the two centre halves and the keeper, and he's got the slightest of touches, and he's took it into the back post.
Well, he hasn't celebrated, but his heart must be pounding inside of that chest there. He must be revved up now, Porrig Amond, mustn't he?
Yeah. Rest up, lads, can celebrate for him, can't they? He'll be looking for his hat trick now, and hopefully we can get to half time now without conceding a goal. And
Donnelly chips one forward. Looking for Amond. Amond just nudged his man, but the referee's not spotted. Devidix now on the edge of the box, trying to find the angle for a shot. Here's Alessandro, left corner of the 18-yard box now, trying to weave in field. He gives it inside for Thomas. Thomas trying the chip, and he chips it towards the far post. Oh, what a goal! What a goal from Nathan Thomas! You just simply cannot keep this man out of the headlines! He scored 5 goals last month. He started again in October. It's an absolutely brilliant goal. Chipped over McKeown. And it's Grimsby nil. Pools 3. What a goal, Nicky.
Yeah, it's a great bit of skill from there. He's seen the keeper off his line. And to execute that shows a man of confidence at the minute.
6-6 for the 22-year-old.
Not encouraging plays.
He's got a yellow card for his celebrations. He won't care at all. A wry smile from Craig Hignett. An applause for the winger. We said he was quiet in the first half. Well, he's announced himself in the second. That was absolutely exquisite.
Yeah, we said about getting through that first 10-15 minutes at second half, and it just looked like things were just opening up for us, and we was getting a bit more time on the ball, and the sting from Grimsby has gone out a bit.